Everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go over the best way to deploy capital. So let's say you have, well, actually, let me just reverse. Put up a video yesterday here at Quant Labs, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/quantlabs. Here we have this video I just put up yesterday, which shows Bitcoin and stock index buying analysis generated by automated trading. So what that video reveals as I move out of analyzing Forex data using the same analysis techniques and basically the same strategy, I decided yesterday to look at commodities as well as stock indices globally to see which give you better return. So I've identified a lot of these, and that brings me to the next video on capital deployment. When you factor in the rate of return as well as the risk, if you're going to put $100, $10, $1,000 a day, obviously you want to get maximum return. So I have done a portfolio analysis on all of the potential asset class mix that gives you the best expected return. Now, that line I underline expected. So this is supposed to be on a daily basis based on historical data. And basically, it's analyzing 90 days worth of data. Might need more, but as of now, it's 90 days. But I may have to expand this to, I think this may be somewhat inflated. So when you factor in the assets, if you watch this previous video here that I've identified, what you'll know is these are the three best performing instruments in that asset class, call it commodity. So in there, we've identified things like Bitcoin against the US dollar, gold in US dollars, US Treasury, 10-year, and then Brent oil as a commodity. Now, remember, this is using data from Dukas Copy data, open, high, low, close data, and that is actually CFDs. These are not actual like future products or underlying, but these are CFDs as reported by Dukas Copy. So I want you to understand that. So when you look at this mix, as well as the fifth mix of copper, what we're looking for using these different portfolio techniques, and again, I've got other videos on the portfolio, how the portfolio optimizer works. So just go on my channel, look for portfolio optimization or portfolio, and you'll be able to see those videos. So knowing all that, here's what we can expect. Again, we have expected daily return and expected Sharpe and the Sortino, depending upon volatility. If you're trading on your own, you want to go with the higher expected return. If you're looking for the Sharpe, that's for industry purposes. But when you look at the different mix, the different type of portfolio, if it's Markowitz portfolio long short or minimum variance a portfolio long short, you'll see that you will be able to inflate or boost your daily expected return. And again, I say expected based upon 90 days of data and the performance of these instruments. So here we have 6.7% versus 6.2 with a 6.7. We enable using the minimum variance portfolio long short technique between these two assets of Bitcoin, US dollar, and gold. Okay, those are the best performing out of the last 90 days. Or you could get 6.2% expected daily return using these five. Is it five or four? Bitcoin, gold, US Treasury, Brent oil and copper. So, in my mind, if I was to go with it, you want to go with let's say $1,000 and put Bitcoin and gold to work to get that kind of return, 6.7. But I've not only done the commodity, I guess, asset class, we now have also introduced another asset class of equity, which is really looking at stock indices. And again, same video will previous video, this one here, Bitcoin in Japan, Germany stock index buying analysis generated by automated trading will give you same results. So when you look at the overall, there's so many files here, it's crazy. But if you look at the overall performance of the right here, no, we want portfolio optimal weights. Okay, man, let me just load that up while we're there. I'll load that up and we shall first analyze it, and then I'll show you the weighting of that suggested. So if I go to the proper spreadsheet right here, oh no, FX, we want this one right here. Okay, so I bring that one up. Now, this one's the same kind of idea, but you'll see something totally different. Okay, so these are indices. So here are the instruments. And when you look at them, you'll know that if you were to invest into these USA Tech, USA 30, top 30, USA top 500, with a mix of the Japanese index as well as the Deutsche Bank index, you should, again, expect it for the last 90 days. Get a 9.4% daily move. Now, I think that's obviously super inflated, but then when you take the 8.5% and you just mix it with US tech and US top 30, you'll get an 8.5% move. So this is using a minimum variance portfolio and long short, while the other one with a 9.4% move is using the Markowitz portfolio market neutral. Okay, so let's say if you went with this to get hopefully a 9.4% return, and then you factor in the weightings, which I think is still needing to be worked on. But the idea here is here's your mix. So if you take US tech, put about 10% into it, 45. Yeah, this is all messed up. But obviously, the idea here is it will give you a portfolio mix on the weightings. But if I look at this one, 8.5% move between two assets, that will give you hopefully a 100%. So the point is, as I said, there's still some bugs here that need to be worked out. Is if you're going to deploy $1,000 a day or $100 or whatever, where would you put your money? Obviously, it's pretty important. You'd rather put your money into the equity over the commodity because you're going to get a higher daily return. Even if you just put in two, you're expecting to get 8.5%. But if you're starting out and deploying even $1,000, I think two is probably all you really can do. But I don't know what the unit costs of these ETFs or indices would be. But when you start playing with, let's say, five instruments, you're probably going to have a larger amount to put at risk to deploy. So you probably have to put maybe $10,000 a day to get this kind of return. But the idea here is to give you an idea of where you should deploy your capital to get, again, and I'm going to underline this, maximum return. So for the amount of risk that you're putting on, you want the highest rate of return. This would make sense to put majority of your cash into indices or ETFs versus something like the commodity, because you're only going to get 6 or 6.7% using the Bitcoin or gold, let's say. So obviously, when you analyze this, this is where you want to be based upon the historical returns. That is also factoring in Bitcoin itself, which has had some pretty stellar moves alone on the 30-day or over the last 90 days. So let me just find that chart. So if I look at the commodity for Bitcoin, let's see. So here's the trend line. Overall, it's been obviously declining, but this is a 4-hour chart. But if I was to look at the daily, here, you'll see it has been clobbered since the beginning of the year, but it's still trying to make its way back. But the moves here are probably between approximately 12,000 to just over 15,000. So that's why you get a higher rate of return when you look at the spreadsheets. So that's the explanation for how Bitcoin works. Kind of skews the whole overall performance. But if you were to compare that though to the overall performance just for forex currency pairs alone, the risk you would put for that, let's say $100, $1,000 a day, the rate of return is just not worthwhile even pursuing, because this is the best you'll get, is roughly a 2% or 2.5% using these currency pairs between them to get this kind of expected return. So you're, again, as I keep saying, you're better off to deploy your capital at the current rate with the performance of the markets, put it into indices focusing on these sectors. Again, let's say US tech in the top 330, or better yet, if you have enough capital, you can expand it out to these to this set to include the Japanese or even the Deutsche Bank. So I just wanted to show you that, and the importance of really understanding how to, when you choose to deploy capital every day, where do you want your cash to go into in order to maximize the return potential? So this is why I built it this way, minus all the weird bugs. I got to verify all the data here, but just an overall mechanics of how it works on the risk reward thing. And again, numbers don't lie, but I just got to figure out where things don't look right, but I'll get there. Hopefully, I'll be out later.